Good morning. How y'all doing? While they're collecting that, I got some things I want to tell you about. First of all, today is what?
Father's Day.
Yep, today is Father's Day. And today is the day we give thanks for all the fathers in the world, especially our own fathers. And, you know, one of the things that we need to just realize is that, you know, our fathers teach us a lot of stuff, you know. And when they teach us things, sometimes we don't learn those lessons as easily as we thought we would have. And Tyler, they got some money to put in the bucket as well. There we go. Oh yeah, shake down the choir. Good deal. Good deal. You set that right there, it'd be fine. Oh, that's a heavy one. It is, that's heavy. You know what? Our fathers teach us lots of things. And a few of the things that my dad taught me. One of the things my dad taught me when I was little was how to catch fish. And you know what? As some of the folks here at St. Jacob's understand, I enjoy fishing. And you know, if my dad didn't teach me how to fish, I probably wouldn't enjoy it as much. So I learned that lesson pretty well. The lesson I learned there was you got to have patience. When I was little, I didn't always have a whole lot of patience. I used to jiggle the tip of my rod and make it look like I was getting nibbles. You know, if it only looks like you're getting nibbles, then you're just setting yourself up for a long afternoon of shaking your fishing rod. Okay, but when you learn how to fish, you start catching fish. It's pretty good. Another thing that my dad taught me was that, you know, when you have something to do, you really should work hard at it. And that's a lesson that I've had a hard time throughout my life learning. But, you know, the last few weeks, I've really had to re-examine that lesson and really just work hard at some things. I'm fixing some things on my house. And, you know, you have to work hard to get them done right. And if you don't get it right the first time, you just got to suck it up and do it again. Okay? Another thing that my dad taught me, and my dad taught me this a long, not too long ago, actually, just several years ago. What my dad taught me is what, when he was younger, in 7th and 8th grade, he went through a lot of the same things I went through. A lot of the same things as a child, but also a lot of things as a child in the church. And you guys will get there one day, and one day soon, you'll be in something called confirmation classes. And when you start in confirmation class, you start studying a book called the Catechism. And not long after I became a pastor, my dad gave me his 8th grade catechism. This is the book that he had when he was 13 years old, and he studied with his pastor. And, you know, it's well worn. And, you know, my dad's different than me in some ways. I'm a bit of a doodler, and my dad doesn't got a whole lot written in this thing. So I'm sitting there thinking, well, that didn't help me at all. I was looking for the answers, and they weren't there. You know, he did write his name in it. And he put some check marks by some things over the years. But he didn't really write a whole lot of notes in there. But you know what? This book is really just amazing. It's an old book. It's been around since the 1930s. I think this was printed in 1929, actually. And you know, the cover's coming off of it. I got to be very careful with it. But I still use it. I use it to teach our kids. Dixon and Tyler, who helped take the offering up, they'll learn from this book starting in September. I'll use this book to help teach them the catechism. And so, you know, our dads have a lot of things to teach us, but the thing they teach us the most, the thing that's the most important to us, is they teach us that we are God's children, all of us. Even our fathers and grandfathers are God's children. And being God's children, we're called to love God with all of our heart, and we're called to love each other just as God loves us. So today we give thanks for our fathers. It's Father's Day. After worship today, I want you to, if you're able, I want you to go give your father a hug, give your grandfather a hug. Maybe there's a favorite uncle. You know, anybody who shows you the affection of fatherly love, you go ahead and you give them a hug and you tell them happy Father's Day, okay? Let's pray and let's give thanks for our fathers. And then I think the children have a gift for our fathers, actually, a gift in song. So let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for those men that you have put within our lives who have taught us lessons in life. and who have showed us fatherly love, especially those who mirror the love you have for your children. Bless them always, and bless us all in our relationship together, that we might grow in love and trust in you. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.